Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned in to the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and blessing in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their name of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. That's Hiram1555.com. Greetings, my beloved family. I send to you all again in the name of our most merciful and benevolent God and Savior. Assalamu alaikum. And this edition of the Star and Crescent Report, which is the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and throughout our solar system, it is titled Echoes of the End. Sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder. Before we go into that, I want to address something, and we'll get to the point of this. I was surfing Facebook yesterday, and I came across a response by one of the leaders of the Black Panther Party. If I'm not mistaken, I think his name is Chad or Sean Kwale or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. I've talked to this brother several times in private when I was scheduling a while ago the Black Panthers being on the Star and Crescent Report. I think it was a few years ago. But anyway, and the brother, it seemed like he was in disapproval of what was going on in certain sections of what I would deem as the nation of Krishlam, or the nation of his and her Islam, right? And the brother said, "Say it ain't so," and I'm paraphrasing words. He was lashing out in disgust, which you can't too much blame the average Negro once they come to the realization that they have been pawns in the game and have been fooled by certain leaders because of they are personality worshipers, all right? But we're going to get into this, and we're going to address all this, and then we'll go into the subject, we'll tie it all in, and we'll show you how the echoes of the end are starting to sound more and more like the death rattles, and how they're becoming louder and louder as everything implodes, okay? Now, Black man and Black woman, for those of you who are new to the show, give us a little time with you. We always lay the base, and we go forth, and we build the house. Now, Mr. Kwale, he was showing his disgust, and he asked a question similar to this. Why would all of the Black people giving their lives for the cause and the liberation of Black people, is it now that so many white people are being seen in the Nation of Islam or with Muslims in the Nation of Islam? And you could tell his disgust, but we got to rewind this back because, Mr. Kwale, you're not an ignorant brother. You're not a brother who don't have somewhat of an understanding of what's going on. Remember, our conversations, if not, I can call to mind, that there are more elements who bag Elijah Muhammad's teachings 100% than there are elements who are changing his teachings. Remember, it was Brother Malik Shabazz who, to the exclusion of every other voice out there in the Nation of Islam who was trumpeting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had put on his Facebook about 2 years ago that he was going to the Savior's Day by the Honorable Minister or whatever, okay? That was a slap in the face to the millions of true believers and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who had been trumpeting for years, for decades even, that so many people have fallen off the path and they are masquerading in the name of Elijah Muhammad to shield their filthy and dirty religion because they want to reintegrate with a system that has shown them no love, no respect, all for a couple of coins or dollars. They're getting their 30 pieces of silver. We cannot feign ignorance on this matter when we're screaming out, saying things as though, oh, why? As though we are ignorant to the fact that people purposely ignore the millions of voices and millions of calls by millions of followers of Elijah Muhammad who said openly that they are not representations of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we can't feign ignorance on this matter. I hear you discuss, but you got to go deeper to the discuss, deeper, and why the discuss now is on your face and in your heart. Because this didn't hit you like a ton of bricks as it should have. Because when you give ear to a cult of personality worshipers, and because the devil says, and listen to this, because when we think that we are pro-black, and we think that we're for the black cause, and we start following people who proclaim black, their blackness, right? Once, then we have to look at the situation and examine it, because we are intelligent people today. And we have to ask the question, if the devil loves to break up powerful structures of black independence, if the devil loves to create division, if the devil loves for his own purpose and selfish gain to promote his agenda through the dissemination of false information and creating opposite poles and opposite spectrums of things, why is it that he never issues a challenge to the Nation of Islam? Why is it that it is always pointed out that this one person is the leader and there is no other poles to this? You see? One has to ask these questions. And then once you ask the questions and you go and you think about this, then you yourself have to say, I've been taken as a fool and for a fool. Because I also ran this way with this brother. I also ran this way with these people. So the discussion should not just be because of that. The discussion should be because you willfully ignored the millions of callers trying to call to the right way, trying to get your attention to say they are not representations of Elijah Muhammad. So you can't put that on the Nation of Islam. You can put it on the Nation of his and her Islam. You understand? All praise is due to the Most High God, the exalted Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, for his messenger, our mercy, and our miss, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, if you have not gotten your copy of the original Muslim Cookbook, Volume 1, you can go to Amazon and order it online, or you can go to the Hiram's 1555 blog. Actually, when I was telling you that there were a couple dozen recipes in here, I was sadly mistaken. There are over 100, I believe, recipes in Volume 1. Just in Volume 1. And it tells you how to prepare your food and how to cook it, okay? Not just giving you simple recipes. So go over there and support us. You go purchase the book for a little bit or nothing. We're going to have Volume 2 out by the grace of God soon. But this show is called Echoes of the End. Sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder. See, that's a part of the sounds of the death rattle, the disgust, the dismay. And all of the people who are now realizing that they have eggs on their face for following people whom they thought was a representation of God's word and will. They wouldn't listen to anybody else because they were caught up in total personality worshiping. Regardless of the facts that was presented to them, they put their fingers in their ears, hands over their eyes, and covered their mouths. And this is why the Bible says that you are blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of self. You understand? So it goes back a little further to the fall of America when we had went into it one time in chapter 2. I believe it's on page 19. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching us concerning the resurrection of the dry bones. And the Bible tells us, Ezekiel tells us, that they stood up, but still no life was in them. This is you who are standing up with your fist pumped in black power. This is you who are wearing your African dress. This is you who are claiming to be pro-black. You all know that the black man must rise, but you don't want to take the divine solution, so you're standing up. But your stance is hollow. So you have no life in you. So that's in his pocket. This is what they're saying out here. This is how they speak. I was listening to one of them. This cracker is out here killing us. He's doing this and he's doing that. What do you think he'll say when he went and talked to God? He said, they stood up. Everything you told me, I did. And still no life was in them. God said, don't talk to me no more. Go prophesy to the winds. And the winds represented the wars and the suffering and the brutality and the viciousness of nature and time upon the people who openly reject the messenger in this day and time, right? Forcing them. And after they were beaten, they were redeemed, right? Because it says, then life appeared in them, right? It says, each one knew their place. There wasn't no organization over here. No organization over there. No leader over here. No leader. Each one knew their place. The toe bone connected to the toe bone, right? To the foot. Right? This is what the Bible's telling you. Everything took its place. But there has to be a viciousness, a time where there's viciousness and brutality. Brothers say, so many of us have to be convinced. I bear him witness. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. We're not convinced right now that Elijah Muhammad is the right way. But as that devil takes your independence, as that devil takes your freedom, as that devil takes your life, and as that devil continues to make mock of you around the globe, disarm you in every way, shape, form, and fashion, as that devil shows the world his true stripes and colors, you're going to start thinking over those lessons taught by Elijah Muhammad. You're going to re-examine it. You're going to be forced to re-examine it, right? And then you're going to get some out of it. And when you get it, you're going to come to your own, and you're going to come, and you're not going to be questioning nothing else. You got to question on everything today. You want to question the truth in every matter. This is the problem with all of us today. Anything the devil, if the devil tells you he found something, you take it hook, line, and sinker. You get a black man like Elijah Muhammad tell you something, you got to question everything. Well, why this? Well, why that? Well, how's this and how is that? You want to question everything. But this is what happened in the days of Moses. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the thing that took place in the time of Moses, Pharaoh, and the Israelites must take place today in the time of modern Moses, modern Pharaoh, and the true people of God, the so-called American Negro. Right? Who made you God over us? Who made Elijah Muhammad a leader? He's the only leader that stood before you that never robbed you, never asked you for anything for himself, only gave to you respect and independence and a place in the sun. The only leader. Come on, go back into history. The only leader who stood for blackness in every shape, form, and fashion. He went on his knees begging to be integrated with the beast. He went on his knees talking about, give me a job. Hell, if you're man enough, you'll go make it for yourself. On the one hand, you want to claim that the black man is God. And then you go put your trust in the white man's weapons. This madness. You understand? You ain't going to defeat the beast with his weapons. Who is able to make war with the beast except the lamb? And the weapons that God gave the lamb were not a physical weapon. They were spiritual weapons that cut this beast to the marrow and to the bone. Brothers and sisters, we hear the echoes of the end, sounds of the death rattle, and they're becoming louder. The time of the end is now, and everybody knows it. So disgust and dissatisfaction, hatred and animosity, division, and all of that is taking place. Well, we need unity. Jesus says, think not that I came to bring peace, but the sword. Didn't he say that? He came to set at variance, right? The house, the father against the son, the mother against the daughter. How? If Elijah Muhammad is the last messenger of God, if he is the Jesus of Nazareth, on his arrival, on his raising up, the truth that he gives will separate a house because one will accept and one will reject, and there will be two in the field, and one will be taken and one will be left. Two One will be taken, and one will be left. Two in the bed. One will be taken, and one will be left. In a twinkling of an eye. This is talking about when that truth hits you. It manifests that hidden you that was lying dormant. Some of us, we still want to boogie like it's 1999. And the others of us, we're prepared to say, you know what? The winds are blowing hard. Maybe it is time for a change. And as you grow and change towards righteousness, and the other wants to look back as Lot's wife did, one more glance at the boogie life. One more time for me shaking my derriere. One more time for me half-stepping and stank-legging it all in the club. One more time. It cost them their salvation. There was a divided house because one wanted to ascend to the heights of heaven and one wanted to remain in the depths of hell. Echoes of the end. Sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder. I know, black man and black woman, I feel good today. All praise is due to Allah. Allah has blessed me to wake up, to feel decent, to think over these matters clearly, and to come before my people and say to you, you have a mighty Savior that is now present in the person of one Master Farah Muhammad. I want to acquaint you with him, but how can I acquaint you with him? By acquainting you with the messenger that he raised up. I know you get mad, but you can't do nothing with this truth here. It looks easy on the outside. I know it. I got an email by somebody telling me that they wanted to do this and wanted to do that. Instead of you wasting your time emailing me, 347-989-0855, and we'll see if we can clean all the cobwebs out of your clock, okay? Come on. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, as the Holy Quran teaches us, when they start saying things of such, and those who disbelieve would almost smite thee with their eyes when they hear the reminder, and they say, surely he is mad, and it is not but a reminder for the nations. This is the reminder. We are reminding you of your duty in this time. Because we are no longer in the Genesis. Some of us want to stay in the Genesis part, Phil. Because we don't believe that God will fulfill his promise. We don't believe that God is mighty enough, knowing enough, and benevolent enough to come through on what he said he will come through on. So we try to science up the teachings in such a way that will fit our narrow perspective of everything. Here you have people who are questioning on everything. They want... This is how it looks to me. They want steak and have yet to digest the bottle of milk that was given to them. And each time you give them food, they want more. And then you're telling them, look, first digest this. If you can't digest this, I know you can't digest that. That is likened to a first grader or a fifth grader constantly questioning an astrophysics. Or scientists saying, how did this happen in the stars? How does the star do this? And you don't understand. You don't even know rubber room math. So how can you digest what they're talking about? Because they're on different planes of what you could ever hope to be in your narrow view. Come on, let's go a little further. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Black man and black man, we're in a time, black woman, we're in a time where things are going to get real bad. Some of you think that it's over. The white man will be here. Some of you think that his power structure will forever be. But if this is the case, then all prophecy, all prophets, all messengers, all apostles, and the sender of all prophets, apostles, and messengers are weak in power and lacking in knowledge, and are of no good or consequences in this day and time. If the white man is the exception to the rule, if he can give all the hell and receive none in return, if he can maintain his sway, his power, his clout, and his rule in the day of God, then God ain't worth mentioning. Right? You sit down and ever ask yourself these things? See, some of us, we get bogged down with our lives, and we miss the big picture. In reality, your life, and I hate to say this, is inconsequential to the 68 million in America. You understand? This is why the Holy Quran gives you the chapter on the bee and the ant. Because they work. They are workers. And they are not something that stays thinking about their lives. They are for the preservation for the entire species. And they will give their lives for the protection of the hive and the protection of the mound, the protection for the queen ant. And you get in front of the devil and you let the devil do what he did yesterday by taking your daughter in class, choke slamming her on a school desk, disgracing you. Where's Obama at? Huh? You so-called black Christians? Didn't he go cross country just to meet with the victims in the white community of the tragedy that supposedly happened not too long ago, a week or two ago? How come he's not meeting with the mother and the father of that black girl? How come he's not raising, standing, and putting this on front page news today? But he can sure go bomb up some Muslims. He can sure go occupy some black nations, right? But when it comes to you, the American so-called Negro, he spits in your face, talks down to you, and you still love this crazy nigga. You're just as crazy as he is. Because the white man is cha-cha-cha-cha-cha in your face. He is showing you his illusions of black power. But listen, even as he's showing you his illusions of black power, he has the power tied to his strings, which he pulls whenever he wants them to dance. Isn't that something? Echoes of the end. Sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder. You know it. Some of you are mad, but time heals all wounds, and you'll get over it. And if not, get under it. Now, I don't care. I'm going to give it up like it is. And you can't do nothing with it or about it, but accept it or reject it. The whole structure of the white man is undergoing a paradigm shift. It is shifting from life to death, from power to insignificance, from political clout to irrelevance. Because the old world is going out, just like the Bible tells you. This, if you don't believe that the white man will be removed, if you don't believe that that removal is underway and in progress and in process today, you are yet blind to the reality of the day. You are blind to the reality of the prophets and their prophecy, and you are blind to the reality of the judgment, which is bringing America and Europe and Australia and New Zealand and the Western world to their knees. They're telling you these things. That's why the death rattles are rattling more. I hate to say it, but didn't we tell you that? And you can go back, for those of you who are listeners, you know that we said this months ago, year ago, couple years ago. We've said it constantly. That Japan, being the second highest holder of U.S. debt, which actually is the third highest holder because the Fed had become the number one highest holder. But anyway, we told you that regardless of her certain people in the government wanting to stay in relations with America, that a law would start causing a split between them. Right? We told you these things. And it would be a sink or swim, fight or flight method that would be put into place if Japan doesn't come willingly. Right? And we told you that because of the debt situation and because of the enormous and the gravity of what is going on in the economic world, that if Japan doesn't want to let America go, Allah would force her to, right? This is what we were telling you this. And we would say that she would be forced to start making rash decisions and start saying, you know what, we got to do this and we got to do this. We got to get ourselves from unhitched to this. Well, the latest writings I was reading out of one of the Japanese top newspapers, and I also was reading it out of, I believe it was Zhenhao, which is a Chinese newspaper, and Chosun Bon, I believe that's what, I can be wrong about the South Korean newspaper. They were talking about Japan is in such a financial bind today. And remember, Japan holds $2 trillion in U.S. debt, second only to China, third only to the Fed in China. But the headlines read something like, the Japanese Minister of Finance seeks cuts in host nation spending for military. Who is the host nation? America. Do you know that America has a contract as occupiers of Japan, that the moves that America makes, the repositioning and the deployment of her troops to Asia, a lot of that is footed, the bill is footed by Japan? Do you know that? This is a colonial power forcing her subjects to foot her imperial aspirations. And so the finance minister is saying, we gotta, if we don't do this, listen, we know we're going to get blowback from America. But if we don't do this, there may be a revolution in Japan that will take over. This is what they're saying. Didn't we tell you that the fight or flight situation would kick in if Japan did not come willingly? This is how Allah sets this thing up. And we're seeing it now. The whole thing is crumbling. America's foothold on power is crumbling before your eyes, yet you still believe somehow that America can hold the reins of power over the world, that she somehow will remain as the dominant power and lead over you. And this is not so. For if it is so, then God has promised, the prophecies that they prophesied, time and global events are all lying. And the devil is telling you the truth. Come on, black man. You can't be that dead. You cannot be that dead to reject such easy and clear truth to the fact that America and Europe and their power structure is imploding and is starting to feast upon them and it's driving them crazy. The situation all around the world has become dire for America and the white world. I'm going to play some clips for you all. But I want to, see, I have to lay this base for you all, just so you can see. Remember, I don't want to say I told you so. But then we say that this thing was going to start building up, and now America's saying that she's going to deploy troops to the Middle East. I want to leave you with this while we're playing these clips. So I want you to think over these things, and then we'll come back and we're going to tie these things in. Remember, we were telling you that all while America said they will not commit any ground troops. Now they're saying because they're losing the battle, they're saying that we're going to preposition troops to Syria and Iraq. Well, if you do this, you're in direct contravention of the agreement that you signed with Russia, and now this justifies Iran and Russia to target your troops, right? And if Russia has air supremacy and a anti-ballistic missile zone over Syria and fight him against who you think is going to win. And look, listen to this. This is prophecy, black man and black woman. And this is why the sounds of the death rattle are becoming loud. Because America is mad. NATO is mad. The leadership are delusional. Thinking of what they once were and the power that they once wielded. Right? So you do this, and then there's a report right after that that says Russia may deploy Spetsnaz to Syria, right? Iran saying that now the battle has changed. They may openly deploy their Revolutionary Guards to Syria, who, might I add, have a defense agreement with Syria. Now, we see America deploying her Warthog, her AT-10 Warthog fighter planes there, right? Her F-16s to Turkey. This is what Elijah Muhammad was talking about in chapter. This is the chapter that I kept going over with you all to try to make you see what was coming. Where is the book? Where's Swallow America? Turn your book to 172. All right? 172 and then 171. At the end, he says this. On 171, America is falling. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. Her fall is very visible. So it's very visible. It's not just visible. It is very visible, meaning that it is clear sunshine if one were to focus on all of the problems she now faces, right? With the storms, the floods, the hurricanes, the droughts, the pestilence, right? Her currency decline. Her manufacturing all but gone. Import exports all but gone. Her scientific prowess all but eroded. right? This is on the inside. And then on the outside, trade deficit on trade deficit on trade deficit. I'm going to bag China on the one hand. I'm going to bag Russia on the one hand. I'm going to bag Iran and all of the African nations on the one hand. And then I'm going to set up military bases around them. I'm going to encircle them and force them to give me their crack out of their pocket so that I can continue to get hot. Crackhead politics, black man and black woman, at the barrel of a gun. You going to give me more crack and more crack and more crack. This is what they're saying. I'm going to keep smoking till the lights go off. This is the leadership's, this is their mentality. This is the atmosphere that they have spread. And they believe that everyone else is detached from reality. When all of you are sitting back looking at them and saying, man, those are fools. They're delusional. But listen what Muhammad says. She is now losing the power and authority that she was enjoying in foreign lands. Her fall is very visible. Wherever her authority has been exercised, the people are now crying out in one voice. Leave us. Leave us. Americans, go home to America. The citizens of other countries are telling the American citizens to leave us. America no longer has friends. Let's see if that's the case. There's a recent poll in the Middle East. And even in Europe, I come to think about it, there was a poll taken in Europe where the majority of Europeans don't even like America. They don't even want it there. This says something about the empire, right? There was a poll in the Middle East. The majority of the people there don't like America. I think the poll was 80-something, 90-something% of the people, all right? Now, you have Syria requesting Iranian, Chinese, and Russian help. You have Iraq now requesting Russian help. You have Afghanistan. This is a curve through the Middle East. Jordan has just joined and opened up an operational center. Now, they were once funding and helping America traffic terrorists in the Syria. Right? Now, because they see Russian military might, they have to think twice. So now we're seeing other nations starting to look at Russia with more awe. Remember what we just said now, okay? And you can Google this stuff to see whether or not I'm telling you the truth or not. But listen to what he said. Americans, go home to America. The citizens of other countries are telling the American citizens, leave us. America no longer has friends. America and England deposited their little brother, Israel, on foreign soil, Palestine. Stop right there. Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, had a speech 2 days ago, and he was talking about how America and England put Israel there to do their bidding, to keep your eyes off the real prize, even though he thought the Palestinians were the real prize. We are the ones to keep your eyes off our resurrection. That's really the truth. Nobody's going to completely admit that because, hell, they devils too. But remember, the book says that all the nations were mad, that it was time that the dead and God rise. And you can't stop back an idea whose time is, you can't hold back an idea whose time has come, and especially if it's divinely decreed. So Nasrallah was talking about this situation, and he was talking about how there will be bloodshed. And his words were, and there will be plenty of it. Now let us go back to this quote. America and England deposited their little brother, Israel, on foreign soil, Palestine, which is Arab land. They deprived the Arabs of their own land and sent them into exile. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. In the East, listen to me good, because Nasrallah, as he was speaking, he announced it. He said, this is the problem. America is trying to dominate the East through Israel. Right? Isn't that what Elijah Muhammad said? This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. Now they are rising up, challenging her, even to her own puppet government in Egypt. They are now rising up and supporting Russian efforts. See, all of this is prophecy. All of this talks about the fall of America, and we laid a base. Listen, good black man and black woman, you never heard truth so clear except as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is what he says. This injustice against the Arab is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. She is on her way out of the Near East. How do we know that? What was the things? Jordan just comes to the forefront. Egypt just comes to the forefront. Iraq just comes to the forefront. Afghanistan just comes to the forefront. Now we have Iran. We have Syria. These are major nations. And Oman went to visit Syria and have declared their unity with the Syrian government. So more and more we're seeing that more nations are pushing America's influence back. She's on her way out of the Near East, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. And what we said when this started to take place, desperation would set up on her military officials, and they would start pushing the boundaries of war and even start trying to attack or provoke China and Russia because they think that they can do it before those nations are ready. And what's happening? America announced this morning, which we think that is bluster and blunder, because you can't believe these devils. They're liars. They're liars. Well, we sailed our ships into the Chinese waters. They didn't do anything. All of this is false bravado, imperial grandiose stance. That's what it is. They want you to believe that they're, now they're getting their butt kicked in Afghanistan. They're getting their butt handed to them in Syria. They're getting their butt handed to them in Iraq. Yet you got the power to stand up to China and Russia? Look at this. This is how God has them in derision. And it goes back. I'm going to come back to chapter 40, but it goes back to what I said when I first started talking about the dry bones. In chapter 2 of the fall of America, let's go to it. And it's the first chapter, first paragraph, first and second paragraph. It's page 18, I believe it is. Yeah. And the chapter's called Dawn of a New Day. And this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. And then we can see this in America's movement all across the Middle East and all across Asia and all across Europe and Africa, because she's desperate. And she's trying to prevent others from breaking free of her power hold. So she's trying to provoke other nations, because she feels that they may be kind of iffy, because they still may believe that she wields unparalleled and unrivaled power. But this is not the case today. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, America's burden in trying to protect herself from the attacking nations of the world is tremendous. One that she will not be able to carry. This burden here, she can't carry this one, because these are no longer the days of Adam. These are no longer the days of the West. These are no longer the days of imperial powers or the white world or the white man or the white, whatever you want to call it. These are the days of Allah or the presence, not the coming, but the presence of the Son of Man in person. So, as we see, he says, therefore, she must succumb to the powerful forces that are coming against her. She must succumb to those. In regards to the bluster, the bravado, all of that, according to Scripture, she must, listen what the word succumb means, to stop trying to resist something, to die. That's what it is. To yield to superior strength or force or overpowering appeal or desire, to be brought to an end as death by the effect of destructive or disruptive forces. That is the definition of succumb. Remember, Adam, 6 days shall thou labor, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest from all of thy labor. She, as Elijah Muhammad says, therefore she must succumb. She must yield to a superior force or strength or overwhelming power or appeal or desire. She must be brought to an end as death. This is what the definition tells us, right? So now we get a better and a clearer understanding of what to expect in America and around the globe as the white man loses his sway, his political clout, and his money and his power. Right? He says, the fall of a nation. Well, he says this. Therefore, she must succumb to the powerful forces that are coming against her. The fall of a nation makes way for another. As the earth continues, all nations and their civilizations are limited upon it, except the original nation, which takes on renewals and changes. though in appearance. See, she wants to give you this because she's deploying her warthogs and her troops to the Syrian-Iraqi battlefront. She deploys her tanks and her F-22s over to Europe. She's deploying her F-35s and her destroyers to Japan. She's deploying her frigates and her corvettes and her submarines and aircraft carriers to the South China Sea. Muhammad says, though in appearance America seems steadfast, she is moving towards an ultimate end. So we're hearing the death rattles because we know what is to take place before she is finally brought to disgrace and to her knees. We are looking at it. We are living in it. Therefore, we can prepare for what is to come. Right? Are you with me? I hope you are. Because it's a lonely road when you don't have God and his messenger. Listen to what he says right here. And we're going to flip back to 172 in just a second because all this goes hand in hand. All right? He says, though in appearance America seems steadfast, she is moving towards an ultimate end. And then he goes and addresses the problem that we have. And this is for some of the people who don't understand why we're showing you the geopolitics behind this, why we're showing you the economics behind this. Because you cannot break the stranglehold of the devil if his power is in his currency, if his power is in his economy, if his power is in his military might, lest you remove those pillars. How else can that world come crumbling down? Huh? So, Muhammad says, one great problem to be solved in the fall of America is the liberation of the so-called American Negroes, the lost and found people of the aboriginal black nation of the earth. They have been here for four centuries, mistreated and brought into a state of corruption and shame. This is us. This is us. They now are being helped, although they are as blind mentally as someone is physically. Some of them say, I heard there's a saying by one person, brother, how God gonna get 6 to 8 million people out of America? The planes can't carry all of us. That's foolishness. See, he's trying to justify his madness or her madness. Because they don't understand or comprehend. They want to shoot you down. Isn't that what they say? What's that old saying? Misery loves what? Company. And the more misery they feel, the more company they seek, right? And once they get you in agreement with their distorted perception of reality, they say, job well done. And once you take their mind frame on, they're your leaders, right? And say, well, how can God get 6 to 8 million so-called Negroes out of America, you so-called fools. When Syria got ready to bomb one of their cities near Aleppo, they deployed gunship helicopters, right? They dropped flyers there, right? And they told all the people who were average, get out of here. Go this route. Go this way right here. Do this, this, and this. Make sure you have this in your hand. If you don't, we're going to kill you because you can be deemed as a terrorist. The city was close to 500,000 people. In less than 24 hours, it was empty. Now, they're doing this in the midst of a war zone, right? They're doing this with gunship helicopters, right? They're doing this on the spur of the moment, right? But it was done by the devil. As long as the devil does it, you can believe it. Right? I tell you what, buddy, these Negroes crazy. Crazy. And they want to be in a position of leadership and don't understand their foot from the hand. But listen to what he says. In all the preparation of the divine supreme being and the nation of righteousness to remove the enemy of God and the righteous from the earth, the poor so-called Negro cannot see it. And this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with Christian-bound Muslims who don't understand theology, who don't understand science, and they want positions of authority over you because they feel you owe them something, and they're trying to jump in position to say, look, well, I was here then, and I was here there. They want that credit, but they don't want to take any blame. for anything. You see? Come on, black man and black woman. You should be too intelligent to fall for these tricks. Because what they're doing, they're playing tricks. They're playing a game of semantics. They're accused. Listen, and brothers and sisters, this is the truth. A lot of you accuse Farrakhan of playing semantics. And sometimes he does. And I believe he's one of the masters of semantics. And then you go right back and do it to yours. And do it to other people to justify your warped thinking. That's the pot calling the kettle black. Oh, we call ace ace and a spade here. Please don't have no riled up feelings towards. Just listen to the truth and let us bear witness to it, okay? And the show will go wherever it goes. But we're still going to play some clips. We still have 40 minutes. All right? But listen to what Muhammad says. And remember what Nasrallah said. Nasrallah. He says that, and he warned Israel that when we're done in Syria, we got some unfinished business with you. And the warning must have resonated so hard because that racist scumbag, Lieberman, who used to be the foreign minister of Israel, took it to the Knesset, which is the equivalent of parliament or Congress, and says that when he speaks, talking about Nasrallah, he means what he says. Now, this is what that devil says now. And he says that we will liberate our gods, that's Jerusalem, right? And we will push the enemy into the sea, and there will be bloodshed and plenty of it. Elijah Muhammad says, this injustice, we back at 71, we're going over to 72, 172. This injustice against the Arabs is now costing America the power and authority that she once exercised in the East. She is on her way out of the Near East. This means bloodshed and plenty of it. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, they are taking scripture. They're not doing nothing other than what is written of them in scripture. They're not doing anything outside the realms of what the God scientists had put in the books long before they ever came into being. And once you have this roadmap, this GPS system, which is Elijah Muhammad, you can go past the closed roads and the bumps and the bruises and the brutality and viciousness of the roads of this white man. And you can see further down the line than everybody else. Echoes of the end. Sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder. So we go back to this main and ever-increasing point here. With the A-10 Warthogs, with the F-15s, with the F-16s, with the SU-24s, the SU-25s, the Tornado warplanes, the Eurofighters, right? The J-15s from China, the SU-27s, the SU-30s, the SU-34s and 35s, all over in the Middle East right now, right? In the Near East, there stands navies which are neither American nor British. They are there to drive America out. The skies over there are beginning to thicken with foreign planes carrying deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. Not domestic planes, but foreign planes. China is not a domestic nation in the Middle East. Russia is not a domestic nation in the Middle East. America, Britain, France, and all of the European NATO allies are not domestic nations in the Middle East. Foreign nations, right? Right? Foreign planes. And what do they carry? Deadly weapons, guns, and bombs. And they will not be satisfied as long as Israel is in Palestine. And Muhammad goes and says, the ball has come to a bursting point. We are in a troubled world. What did Vladimir Putin say when he went to the Valdez meeting? He said, America is pushing the world towards global war, right? Because she will not yield. She will not consider the security interests of other nations, and she will do any and everything to push her will over on the other nations. This is what Mr. Putin says, right? What did Elijah Muhammad say? The ball has come to a bursting point. Mr. Putin says, we can no longer allow one nation or a group of nations to run roughshod over the rights of other nations. We will no longer permit this. This is what he said. And remember, we go back to Quran and Bible. Gog and Magog were made to take on each other, and they would be forced to take on each other, and they would sally forth. Now you see them let loose, and they are sallying forth after each other. But Muhammad says, we are in a troubled world. We are in a world that is now erupting. The madness, the anger, the dissatisfaction, the disagreement is all bubbling up. This is what the Bible refers to as the kindling up of hell. And Muhammad gives you a warning, black man, who was once a slave in America. You have a way of escape. Well, I'm going to go get this, and I'm going to go get that. But Muhammad says, the way out is not on your own terms. It's not from your perception. It's not what you believe or what you think. It is on condition that you submit to Allah and come follow me. This is the only way out. I am the door, and I have the key to your salvation. Reject it and do what, Muhammad? Die. This is clear. So, black man and black woman, when we're seeing this stuff going on over there, he points you to this. Listen to how he does this. This is so strategic. He talks about the fall of America, the troubled world of America in this chapter. He talked about how America is becoming the most hated nation, right? And how nations no longer want her presence there. He talked about Israel and Palestine and what's going on in the Near East and what is taking place right now with the nations facing off in North Africa and the Middle East, because that would be what? The jump-off point. Then he says, black man, he goes right back to you. See, he's warning you. He's showing you a blueprint. He's showing you what to expect in this day and time and what is your duty in this time to escape that which you see. Then he goes and says, again, remember he says this in the top paragraph of 172. We are in a world that is now erupting. Then two paragraphs later in the first sentence he says, we are in a world that is falling. Falling. That means the pillars of it have been removed. For if you have no pillars to uphold the weight of the roof or the structure, then the world or the house implodes in, right? It falls in. So it says it will soon be going up in flames. In Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between East and West will soon erupt into a hot war. Okay? How do we know this? If you go to RT Today, and you scroll down some of the videos, I'm talking about on YouTube. I'm not talking about on the RT.com, on YouTube. And they have videos of what's going on in Berlin, Germany right now. You can go, I think it's 3 or 4 days ago. And they have marching, thousands in Berlin, marching against NATO and marching against Angela Merkel and marching against the Western policies. Then on the other side, they have thousands marching in agreement with Angela Merkel. And this, you see, in Berlin, it's just as Elijah Muhammad says. He says, in Berlin, Germany, which is the capital of Germany, which was divided into East and West Berlin, one under the influence of Moscow, one under the influence of Washington, D.C. And it was reunified, but the attitudes never changed. And so now there's a disconnect between the people in Berlin. There's a disconnect between the people in East and West Germany. Things are bubbling up because Germany is the center of Europe and the economic and manufacturing powerhouse of Europe, right? So Muhammad says, in Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between the East and the West will soon erupt into a hot war. It will never be settled in peace. I don't care what they tell you about Iran. I don't care what they tell you about Moldova or about the Kabarok issue. I don't care what they tell you about Transnistria. I don't care what they tell you about Ukraine or the Donbass region. I don't care what they tell you about Poland or Latvia or all of the Baltic states about peace agreements signed. Muhammad says it will never be settled in peace. You understand? And he says East and West Germany, meaning two power factions, those who support one side and those who support the other one, must and will fight it out with all of the deadly weapons that their war scientists have planned and perfected for the final showdown. Now listen. What is America doing with NATO? Aren't they upgrading their thermonuclear weapons to tactical thermonuclear weapons? Aren't they upgrading and storing thousands of tanks underground, hundreds of attack helicopters, armored vehicles, and positioning troops at defense? You ain't doing all that if you don't see war coming, right? Because that's hundreds of billions of dollars in equipment and hundreds of billions of dollars in logistics and hundreds of millions of dollars in training and war simulation. And this is going on in a time when America is insolvent and officially bankrupt. This is going on when the ECB is flooding the system with paper and Europe is essentially insolvent and bankrupt. You don't do that unless you see war coming, right? This is scripture. This is the reality of the day. This is what you don't get anywhere else. So after he says that, Muhammad points us back to Asia. Now, mind you, some brothers may say, what that got to do with Elon Musk's teaching? I'm reading it right out the books. I'm reading it right out of the books. He says, you don't have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. But America's deploying 75% of her most advanced weapons there. She's going to deploy the bulk of her troops and nuclear-powered submarines and aircraft carriers there. What Elijah Muhammad said, you don't have to worry too much about whether or not America is coming out of Asia. Certainly America is coming out of Asia. The odds are against her staying there. Then right after he explained Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, he goes right back to you and says, but I warn you, my black people, my black brother here in America, that while she is on the way home, we the black people are standing in the crossfire. The only hope, well, it's another hope. No, the only hope that we have is to fly to our refuge in Allah. In land? No. In a building? No. In Allah, God. You understand? It's right there. Now, how do we know that these things are taking place? We see it right now. We see it on the air. We see it on the TV. We see it on the internet. We see it everywhere, right? And yet some of you still don't believe that America's falling. But I want to assure you that America has entered the point of no return. Economically, politically, militarily, and culturally. She is in decline, and she's also in disgrace.
Well, we see the market is down once again. The high-frequency traders, the plunge protection team, had a very, very rough day trying to keep this market up. And all we're hearing is bad news. And what we're seeing is this economy really going past a depression at this point. I mean, the amount of layoffs that we're seeing right now and that are coming up are going to be tremendous. We're seeing more layoffs right now. Biogen, they're laying off 400 people. Cabot Corporation, 300. Valorec, Star Ohio, 100. ESPN, up to 350 people are going to lose their jobs. And we are continually getting more and more bad economic news. Now, the corporate media, the U.S. government central bankers, they're continually trying to convince us that everything is okay. Don't look at these indicators. Look at the stock market. Look at other places except what's really going on here. And we've been looking at Caterpillar quite often. And what we're seeing right now is Caterpillar, it's a complete disaster. And this is signaling right now that we are past a recession. We're actually past a depression at this point. I mean, Caterpillar had their retail sales drop starting in December of 2012. And they haven't seen a rise in retail sales even once. This is 34 consecutive months of declining global sales. I mean, 34 months. Why is this important? Well, Caterpillar is in negative territory across the board. But more importantly, the global headline retail drop, down another 11% in August, has been contracting continuously. This is not a recession. In fact, the nearly three-year constant contraction, the longest negative stretch in company's history, is beyond what most economists would deem a depression. We are getting confirmation that we are in an industrial recession. Let's cross that out. We're in an industrial depression. Bellwether confirmed to the world that, yes, we are in a depression. They have slashed their earnings and announced it would fire 10,000 people. So let's put Caterpillar's results in context. The great financial crisis resulted in 19 consecutive months of sales declines. We are currently at 34 months with no sign of picking up. This is a complete disaster. And it's not just Caterpillar. We are seeing many companies, just like we reported with IBM, revenues are down, sales are down. And when you look at the stock market, you start to scratch your head saying, how possibly can this stock market be right? Because we're getting reports that companies are losing sales and revenues are in the toilet. So we can see at this point, the whole thing is completely fake, and we're really past that depression point. And if you noticed, it's getting worse and worse as we move into the winter months. And it's not going to get any better.
You hear it? Because we are almost out of that lull before the storm. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in The Fall of America, he specifically talks about this type of situation, how America would pump up the stock market. And lots of shares would be sold. And this would fool a lot of you thinking that America would have great prosperity. Matter of fact, we'll go to that, page 203. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I am afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, of very few, of course. The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. We must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but he surprised them. He made the people rejoice for a short time with the show of great prosperity. And at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America is going to do the same. America will rally, and people will think that she is going to have the great future, and then the end will come in that kind of time. America's end will not come while she's going around with her head hanging down and with her heart aching and failing because of the things that are coming on her nation. No. She will be made to enjoy good times, the stock market going up, and lots of shares being sold. This makes any man think that everything is all right. But this is only the lull before the storm. This is what that man is telling you. He said they're manipulating the markets. Shares are being sold, and it's detached from reality. This is the lull. We know where we are. This is the lull before the storm. So in the lull, you are supposed to batten down the hatches and prepare yourself for the entrail of the storm that will be most brutal and vicious. Black man and black. Don't they tell you that during a hurricane? Huh? Am I not telling you something right? Don't get mad. Come on, black man and black woman. So Allah is hollowing out them. He's hollowing out America. He's hollowing out the financial system to get to you. He wants the prodigal sons and daughters to come to their own. And he will do this, and it is good in the eyesight of the righteous. And the more they resist, the more you will see Allah destroy the wealth and the things that America used to have. All right?
The middle class right now is completely destroyed. According to brand new numbers that were just released by the Social Security Administration, 51% of all workers in the United States make less than $30,000 a year. You can't support a middle class family in America on $2,500 a month, especially when you take out taxes. More than half of all workers in this country make less than that each month. In order to have a thriving middle class, you have got to have an economy that produces lots of middle class jobs, and that simply is not happening today in America. It's getting worse because we see more and more people who can't find work, who are taking part-time jobs, and they're making less and less money. 38% of all Americans make less than $20,000 a year. 51% make less than $30,000. 62% of all Americans made less than $40,000. 71% of all Americans made less than $50,000 last year. The federal poverty level for a family of five is $28,000. And yet almost 40% of all American workers do not even bring in $20,000 a year. Think about this. If you're making $10 an hour and you're working full-time for the entire year with 2 weeks off, you'll bring in $20,000. Credit Suisse estimates that 25% of Americans are in this situation of having a negative net worth. If you have no debts and have $10 in your pocket, you have more wealth than 25% of Americans. So when we talk about housing declining, so when we talk about retail declining and contracting, when we talk about how these GDP numbers are fake, it's starting to make sense. It's starting to make sense that last year, during the most popular time of year, the holiday seasons, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, were a complete disaster. The holiday season was a complete disaster. And we know that these unemployment numbers of 5.1% can't be true. Because when the unemployment number was higher, the sales were better. How could they be worse at this point? Someone's lying. And we know who it is. It's the government.
She is the father of a lie. And that's what she does. She is the great deceiver. The Bible has it right when it describes them as the arch deceivers. As deceivers, they have no equal. They are liars by nature. And this is what you see them doing. And the more you get this, you'll see, just as Elijah Muhammad says on page 199 of The Fall of America, he says, it is terrific. I use the word terrible. Because it is not a thing that can be described as something mild or something that is moving slowly, nor something that can be recognized so easily by the common people. It is clear to all who can see that America has reached the stage about which she has always been warned. She has always wanted to keep it a secret because of her so-called Negro slaves. She never desired for the slave to know too much of what was in store for her. Because of her enslaving and mistreating her slaves. She has reared them for the past 400 years, and she knows them. She knows how they think and how they react to her teachings, and she knows their fear of her. She knows her slaves, but the slaves do not know America, their slave master. The great, dreadful, and awful day, the doom, is now in the doors and windows of America and of the church, the religion of America. As long as Christianity worked, America thought she was safe. How did it work? through deception, through lies, and through the barrel of a gun. How did she conquer those foreign lands? In one hand, she gave them a Bible, and in the other hand, she was holding them at gunpoint. Echoes of the end, sounds of the death rattle are becoming louder and louder and louder. We're seeing the end of American power and Anglo dominance the world over. And it's a beautiful thing to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in this day and time. It's beautiful, very beautiful, because we see the economic crash underway now.
Now, a lot of people have been writing in saying, do you think the crash is coming? Do you think we're past the situation because nothing happened in September? Nothing happened so far in October? Things are happening all around us. It doesn't matter what the market's doing. That will fall when the plunge protection team and the Fed, who is giving it free money to pump back into the market, can't create enough free money to keep this market propped up. And a lot of people are going to say, well, what do you mean they can just keep creating and creating and creating? After a while, people are going to take notice and say, okay, this is a little ridiculous. There is no trading going on. We see right now there's no volume. And this market is staying up there, and we can see right now, just look at the market. Look how hard it is for them to keep it where it is. And this is going to accelerate, but the collapse is happening all around us. Now, here's some reasons why you should not stop prepping. U.S. exports are down 11% for this year so far. The only other time they've fallen this dramatically since the turn of the century was during the last two recessions. The amount of stuff being shipped by truck, rail, and air inside the United States has been falling every single month on a year-over-year basis. This is an indication that everything is slowing down. Wholesale sales in the U.S. have fallen to the lowest level since the last recession. The inventory-to-sales ratio has risen to the highest level since the last recession. This means that there is a whole lot of unsold inventory that is just sitting around out there and not selling. Industrial production declined for 5 months in a row during the first half of 2015. This is something we haven't seen outside the recession. There's 102.6 million working-age Americans that don't have a job of any kind. According to Challenger and Gray, layoffs at major firms have risen to the highest level that we've witnessed since 2009. The number of job openings is declining. Last month, in August, it declined by 5.3%. This was a huge plunge in 1 month. Since the last financial crisis, the global economy has added another $50 trillion to our debt. The list of global financial giants that are having problems right now includes Deutsche Bank, UBS, Noble Group, Glencore, and others. If one of them fails, we're going to see a Lehman type of an event times 100. And again, stocks are in a bubble. They have no bearing on what is going on in the real economy. And they would have to fall 30% from the current levels just to get back to what is considered normal or average. This is how far they're pumped up. Now, banks right now, as we know, they are starting to charge a fee for those people who keep cash in the bank. And right now it's going to corporations, and very soon it's going to trickle down to the everyday person. And we know State Street Corp, the Boston Bank, is doing it. JP Morgan Chase is doing it. They have cut unwanted deposits by more than $150 billion this year by charging fees. The developments underscore a deepening conflict over cash right now. So what are we seeing? We're seeing that banks are trying to force these companies to get rid of their cash and put it into the market. And finalized last September and overseen by the Federal Reserve and other regulators, The rule involving liquidity coverage ratio forces banks to hold high-quality liquid assets, such as central bank reserves and government debt, to cover projected deposit losses over 30 days. Banks must hold reserves as much as 40% against certain corporate deposits and as much as 100% against some deposits from hedge funds. Yes, that's right. Banks are forced to hold either Fed reserves or USTs to guard against the dangers associated with cash. But those are worthless too. So this is just one big Ponzi scheme. That's all this is.
Didn't we tell you that year on year, month on month, week on week, especially as this thing started to speed up, weren't we telling you that these things would be enacted by the government because of the desperation? Because they see the day and the time. Remember, black man and black woman. See, a lot of us, we don't realize that we are the ones who have been dead. The other nations haven't been as dead as we are. To the knowledge of the time, the knowledge of the devil, the knowledge of all of these things that you now see, you, black man and black woman, God came to you first because you were made completely dead to the knowledge of self. That's why he comes to you first to give you life and to make his will manifested before your eyes so that you cannot say that these are some truths that have been lies or have been a fallacy in the time of old. He's backing up his word, be. And it's a beautiful day in this day and time. And God is now, because of America's viciousness, because of America's arrogance, because of her evil intent and plans towards you and I. He's making America stretch herself out, trying to maintain her empire, while hollowing herself in from within, causing revolutions and all kinds of things that will cause the people to ignite against her. We call it insurrection within her own borders. We call it hatred of her and isolation of her in the international sphere. This is America. This is what she's been brought to because of evil towards you. You have the nations that are mounting themselves up against America because they know the time, and this is the time to take her, and they know the proper way to take her is not just with military force. This is why China had enacted all these plans to sign agreements to get America's manufacturing capacity over there, to become the manufacturing hub of the world. Because which nation became the most powerful nation after World War II? It was America. How did she become? She had little external debt. She had all of the manufacturing capacity in the world. And this stood her heads and shoulders above the others. And so what she did, she signed agreements to help rebuild this and help rebuild that for 20, 30, 40 years. And these nations have been paying off debt to her. And now it's going into a negative arrears because now she owes these nations debts. You see how Allah quickly changes these things around? All of the nations are turning against her. And I'm going to play one more clip, and then we're going to elaborate. Brothers and sisters, I see you 6 minutes. Give me about 5 to 6 extra minutes. So we'll close out around about like 12 or 13 minutes, okay? Because this clip here that I want to play is about 5 minutes. And then I want to elaborate on it. But before I do that, I want to show to you what is being said. If you think what we're saying is wrong, this is the headline right here. Obama's policy in Syria drives U.S. allies in Mideast to Russia. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, in Theology of Time, he says, the time that we are living in now is the judgment of white folks. And America is number one. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. In the Bible, in the fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we was in this lull before the storm, he talked about the stock markets going up, the shares being sold. Then he said, this makes any man think that everything is all right, but this is only the lull before the storm. Then he goes into this, and he says, and the Bible warns America of what happened before. It happened before what? Before she ever became a power. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. Doesn't that remind you of us so-called Negroes? Right? King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. What is he talking about? They were actually asleep on their post? No, they had become inebriated with what they once were. And they were sleeping on a dream till God exposed them to be hollow and a paper tiger. So Muhammad goes further and he says, the Bible prophesies that the enemies will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising of the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. After the war, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. Well, how do you do that? You do a combination of attacks on all of her pillars of power, right? Finance, cyber, right? Corporate, military, and cultural. And when you turn the people away from America's culture, she has nothing left. Because this is what has dominated. She's been able to sell her opinion and her thoughts around the world through Hollywood. Hence the song we played today at the beginning of the show. But listen to this. You'll see
now,
he's right.
Russia has topped Saudi Arabia as China's largest crude supplier. I mean, right now, Saudi Arabia, they are struggling to cope with the plunging crude prices that they themselves engineered, of course. Well, under the instructions of the United States government central bankers, to put pressure on Russia, to keep the oil prices down here in the U.S., to make companies more profitable. They were hoping that people would take this extra money and go spend it, but it's all not working whatsoever. And we see right now, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the number one supplier to China. But what's more important about this is that Russia is selling their oil not using the dollar. Saudi Arabia was using the dollar. Russia is using China's yuan / renminbi. And this started in 2015. And they're bypassing the dollar completely. Russia right now is in Iran discussing deals on energy. And where's the United States? That's right. Nowhere to be found. Russia, China, they are around the world making economic deals. United States just trying to survive at this time, just to keep the system propped up. China has issued its first offshore yuan bond in London. The bonds are expected to raise about $787 million. Offer an interest rate of about 3.1%, and they will mature in 2016. It's the first time the Chinese government has issued a bond outside of China. The move is expected to help the yuan explore the offshore currency market and facilitate cross-border trade and investment. This strategic move demonstrates the clear commitment by the Chinese